Okay, let's begin. Thank you for your beautiful voices coming through and contributing to creating the sacred space that's building here and activating. I hope you could appreciate and feel how everyone was holding such a beautiful space for each person to speak. Since our focus is bringing our true voice, the voice of our spirit, through and connecting with that. We need the ceremonial space and we need the ceremonial community. We're a team, and every member of a team is important. Each has their frequency, their vibration, and their role to play. And each person brings through a unique frequency that contributes to the collective consciousness and to everyone being able to open up to a new space, be surprised by who they are and who they can be. So really, the analogy of like a sports team really applies here. And that is a new earth frequency. So that each individual has a unique expression, and that expression contributes to the whole. And we're moving away from the individual striving to collective collaboration. And sometimes the grip that competitiveness and comparing and having that sense of having to do everything on your own is so strong that that the unhooking of that as we move through this transitional period really creates a lot of chaos. It unmoors us, unanchors us. We lose the anchor of that, of what we were convinced of, what was part of the old paradigm. And so we are creating a new ground of being to come from, to express from. We're creating a whole new personality and connection to spirit. And so this is a big, big deal. And this particular solstice is catapulting us over the next 2 months. The catapult effect of this solstice is going to be felt by everyone. It's like like Evel Knievel jumping across the Grand Canyon or whatever he did. I mean, we're really being catapulted into a new space. We'll be in the air for a while, and then we're going to land, and it'll be more towards the end of February when we really land. So the next 2 months are going to be a really big shifting time. So just, try to soften through everything that you're sh that is shifting in you. Just letting that land. Any questions or comments about that? Okay. So, let's come back to our seat and feet. Allow your body to soften and release a little more. Allow yourself to feel the heaviness of settling downward. And downward is, it sounds directional, but it's an experience. It's an experience of your energy coming out of your head, flowing through your body, and connecting with Mother Earth. It's only directional until we connect with the living energy. Then the living energy forms a flow that isn't polarized any longer. And that's when we start feeling the wholeness and coherence. So we start out with the sense of lowering down somatically, sensing the lower part of our body, the delightful feeling of feeling your seat sink and spread. And allowing your muscles and tendons and fascia to soften. And they soften when energy starts flowing in you. When the living energy is activated and flowing in you, your body comes into a natural flow. Our bodies come, they restore back to a natural functioning. So when the fascia has living energy moving through it, then it communicates with the muscles and tendons and organs, and it communicates coming back into natural balance within you. So there's the physical aspect of being restored, reset to your original factory setting, basically. Feel that right now. So the living energy from the earth is communicating with your body. And you have the opportunity to become aware of that every single second you're here. And that's what grounding does for us. It's restorative and regenerative. So feel your feet. Feel the chakras, the energy center that's right under the arch. Just become aware of that sensation right under the arch. And then you'll become aware of either your feet like being stuck to the floor. That's an indication that the energy is exchanging, that your roots are commingling with the heart of the mother. And notice your calf muscles starting to soften. There is a lot of living energy, vitality, building in our sphere now. And if this puts you to sleep, go to sleep in that sleep state. You allow yourself to be restored, reorganized, replenished. Or if you can be aware of how your muscles and tendons and fascia are shifting, a very somatic feeling of aligning your body and holding your body up, not through effort, but through the living energy. Let's tune into that. So this helps s set up the container, our body is, it's like purifying the temple. It's making everything beautiful, aligned, coherent to be able to hold this spiritual ceremony. And it's not about perfection. It's about the flow of living energy. So, feeling your seat, feeling your feet, bringing yourself out of the mind and into the body, into your energy. Into that type of awareness. Now, sometimes it's hard to get there, and you have to soften little by little. And other times, when we're in circle together, we support each other in this, and it becomes easier. And we need this alignment and coherence of the physical to help propel us, free us into the spiritual or the more subtle states. So we're not leaving our body. Our body is participating in our sacred ceremony. It's benefiting from it. And it holds a space for us to be in flow with living energy on every dimension of our consciousness. So we're not leaving the body. We are experiencing the full embodiment possibility that exists as humans on Earth. So we're going to Let this energy help relax our shoulders, our calf muscles, shift us out of single mind thinking into whole being awareness. And this takes a little bit of time. You need to be patient with yourself and not interrupt the process with negative self-talk or expectation or comparing. There we go. So this is coming into a very healing state. Very often, by doing this first stage of connecting with Mother Earth, a lot of healing can occur. A lot of healing is prevented by the fascial network being constricted, which then constricts the flow of energy, blood, lymph, and throughout all the organs and tissues. And so anything that is twisted and contorted blocks flow, and that gives a message to our emotional body and our mental body that we're blocked. And so, by releasing and relaxing and restoring energy to the physical space, we give a message to our emotional body, mental body, and spiritual body that it's being supported and the flow can open and we can come into harmony with all the dimensions of our being. So, if we ignore the physical and try to jump into spiritual states without including the physical, we don't get the full experience that we could have. We have to release into flow to give our being the message of flow instead of the message of contraction and blockage. Could you hear that? Did that land for people? So we're in communication. Flow is communication, it's all language. And we are in communication throughout all of our dimensional being. And we need to look at communication on the more subtle level through frequency, vibration, flow, light, sound. Otherwise, we won't be aware of some of the messages that are impeding us. And just like in a computer or a telephone line, the electrical flow carries information. And until it comes through, I don't know, some kind of transformer or program, it'll stay in its electrical flow And then when it goes through some kind of transformer, it turns into the language that we use, that we're familiar with. So we want to learn to sense the communication that's coming through the flow of frequency and vibration and have it bypass the conditioned mind so that we are surprised by the truth in our being. So we're starting to shift right now. Opening up to more of the dimensional consciousness. It's happening right now. This allows newness, freshness, to come into our being rather than the repeating rote thoughts that circulate in us. Once we have this fresh, new understanding or awareness, our bodies have a chance to heal from the conditioned pounding of those heavy thoughts. So at this point, I'd like to take the opportunity for each person to connect with the spirit of the land where you are located. So we want to honor and recognize the land that is holding you right where you're at. And come into relationship with the spirit of the land. That is an aspect of recognizing that we belong to the earth, that we live and have our being in the heart of the mother. So express your gratitude and appreciation, and along with an invitation to connect to the spirit of the land right where you're at. And we have a beautiful cross section of all of North America here. So we're covering a lot of space. And we're allowing the spirit of the land to have a voice. That voice doesn't necessarily mean language of words, but it is about flow and frequency. And just imagine if your voice, and I'm sure you can imagine this, had been suppressed and not recognized for hundreds of years, how it might feel to come into a relationship that honors you, recognizes you, and connects with you. And this is your personal relationship with the spirit of the land where you are right now. And every time I travel or spend time in a different place, I always greet the spirit of the land. And even before I go there, I ask for permission to enter the sacred space of that land and to connect with the spirit of the land there. This has everything to do with the solstice because we are connecting to the solstice alignment through Mother Earth and through her to her relationship with Father Sun and experiencing this sacred moment where Mother Earth and Father Sun come together in perfect coherence and flow and love. To re-fertilize their relationship to clear heavy energies that have built up in the last quarter or the last centuries or millenniums and refresh and renew for the next life cycle. So the galaxy is very dynamic, and we forget that. Yeah, we can picture the planets, in those concentric rings that they show us on the flat diagram, but that does not re represent the living energy of what we're truly existing in. And I'll be quiet here while you connect. So we're each being anchored to the spirit of the land where we are. Which will further connect us to these cycles, the solstices, equinoxes, lunar and solar shifts that will take us into the new paradigm in alignment and coherence. So we're not taking that into the old paradigm. We're not trying to make it fit. We are expanding ourselves into a greater reality, which we're calling the new earth. Just relax into this, allowing yourself to become nonverbal and more telepathically connected. When you come into this flow with the spirit of the land, it generates a deep sense of connection and wholeness, nonverbal. Restful and shifts us into a more expanded space where our relationship to the living world expands. So we're not placing this relationship with the spirit of the land into our transactional, conditioned way of relating. We're coming into a new nonverbal relational state where understanding and wisdom can arise. And the relationship exists in a more expanded state, but it's not transactional, it's not verbal. So let's hear from a few of you. What's your experience now? If you can talk.
I feel calmer and more expansive. And I also realize that the space I'm in, I've been through it in 20 cycles, and there's a lot of trees, so I could feel the sense of that, those the cyclical nature within me, but also in my land.
Thank you. So, our sense of communication and our sense of connection, when it's not filtered through our mind, takes on a different type of experience. And it's something we need to get used to and familiar with. Because we try to filter everything through the verbal mind. And this is multidimensional and not limited to the mind. So our physical cells are feeling this. Our emotional body, mental body are feeling, sensing this, but there's n no words. And that's okay. That's where we want to be. So we're releasing the old filters and allowing space for an unfamiliar way of being to come into us. So now we'll take some time for lunch. And then you can rest for a little while and take some lunch and integrate a bit. Okay? So we'll see you at 1:45 Eastern Time. Blessings.